open the door and let our next guest in the studio. Joining us now on the ticket, this visit is brought to us by Man's Best Friend for a well-trained dog. It's Man's Best Friend.
Hi.
It's the generic youth minister. Good morning.
How are y'all doing? I just thought I'd come in and talk about some of the things that are going on in the world of religion.
Sure.
Okay.
How are y'all doing? Well, y'all been talking to God?
Well, yeah, in our own special way.
Good. First of all, I want to talk about this Camilla and Charles getting blessed in the church.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
That was an abomination.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That was an abomination. Poor Diana. I mean, you know, she's dead now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. We heard that news. Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought it was so sad because, you know, he cheated on her with Camilla.
Carried on with
her. And then now they're getting married.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was horrible they being in a church and all, getting that blessing and everything. I mean, she wore white for the wedding, which is appropriate if she's going to a costume party.
Right.
But not in at a wedding. I mean, come on, you're not fooling us, Camilla. Please. That thing of yours has been run through the meat grinder a few times.
Please,
I've
generic youth minister.
Say something like
and
that
the Terry Schiavo incident, we never got a chance to talk about that.
No, we didn't.
Why couldn't they just let her live?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean,
her husband didn't want her to.
Why? Why? You should just let the parents have her.
Yeah.
Were you one of those protesting?
Yes. You know, I'm just, you know, the thing, I think the thing was a lot of people looked at her and, you know, she just kind of looked like Corby after like a pint of Jaeger or something, you know, like Schwetner or something.
Right.
But you know what? She's still a human.
Right.
And what I think the problem is, culture of death.
Culture
of death.
Really?
That's exactly what my president says, and I agree with him on that. And the Pope died. That was real sad. That happened in church news. And I know Revelation says he was the Antichrist and all, but I really like John Paul II. Yeah, I liked him. You know, we at the Bible church, church of course, we don't pray to the Pope like Catholics do because God will talk to us directly and stuff. But I know, Craig, you pray to the Pope, don't you?
No, we don't pray to the Pope. It's a misconception about the Catholic Church.
And
we pray to God also.
And I know a lot of people are, you know, they don't know how you, like, elect a pope or something like that.
You know how they do it?
Well, yeah. Of course, we have to study all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
What happens is a bunch of pedophiles go into a room.
Oh, my gosh.
And they ask the CIA who they want to be pope. And then they all laugh about killing JFK, and then they elect one of them.
I don't think that's exactly what happened.
No,
you've got some of it, right?
No, no. I like the Catholics. I mean, I feel sorry for you because you're going to hell and all, but I like
the
guy.
Wait,
just a minute.
Don't come on here and say stuff like
George,
that.
George, have you been saved?
You've never condemned people
have
before.
Have you been saved,
like
George?
Yes, of course I have.
What church you go to?
Methodist Church.
Well, you haven't been saved then, so you need to come on out to our church, George. Come on, it'll be fun. We got cheese and cookies.
Why is that a draw? Cheese.
We have so many good things.
Cheese,
George.
And cookies.
Yeah,
don't
absolutely.
You have that thing going on next week?
On.
You can't go out there, George, can you?
Yeah, I can't go out there.
Oh, come on. What do you got going on? You come
draft.
Out.
We got the draft.
Right.
We can have the draft at our place.
No.
Come on. There's
the
no excuse not
place.
To go to church, okay? God didn't make excuses why I can't be with you. All right, you need to stop making excuses why you can't be with him.
Right.
Come on, come in. You'd really like our church.
All right,
it's
I'll
real,
go to church with
real
you.
Casual. It's not preachy. And now I'm going to give you what I consider to be the greatest selling point to entering into a relationship with God and saving your eternal soul. You can even wear jeans.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Even wear jeans.
See, I like the more traditional church.
Yeah, by the way, I have just a few announcements that they were left off the bulleton, and so if I could
say
it now,
no problem.
Like our church members.
I know a lot of the members listen, so go ahead.
We need more handbell players, people. Right now, we only have two ringers, so once again, all we can play is hot cross buns, and people are getting tired of it every service. Hot cross buns.
You're obsessed with the handbells, aren't you?
Is that a real hymn?
And the fellowship... And the fellowship hall is still being repaired after the water damage we had from that sewer main break. You know, that made everything smell bad.
Right, yeah.
You know? So we're holding the youth rally in the parking lot of the KFC. We're going to put a tent out there,
somewhere.
And maybe get some, like, crispers or something. And, of course, I want to remind everyone of prayer meeting Wednesday week. We have prayer meeting.
Wednesday
week. It's the
week.
Big one. It's the big one because we're bringing in the big guns. We're having Hypocritical Media Member Night with guest Jody Dean and keynote speaker Scott Glenn.
Oh, so, well, okay.
I'll see y'all out there.
All right.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Generic Youth Minister.
You've been listening to The Ticket Top 10.